Good morning. This is Charlie,
Yuchen,
and Ava
with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a new population of critically endangered night parrots, one of the world's most elusive birds, have been detected in southwest Queensland. Only a few hundred of the birds are believed to remain in about 24 inland colonies. Ecologist Dr. Steve Murphy says that dozens of fresh recordings have revealed their presence, the exact location being kept a secret to protect the birds from disturbance and respect the wishes of the landholder where the recordings were made. Dr. Murphy said it's not easy to find evidence of the bird, which was thought to be extinct for almost 70 years up until 1979. Heavy rain in southwest Queensland earlier this year is also likely to trigger seeding and potential breeding activity. Dr. Murphy says that we are very keen to get back out there as soon as we can.
In other local news, plant burns across Cape York connecting culture and knowledge transfer of fire behavior for Indigenous rangers have uncovered undocumented artwork, galleries, and art history. Whilst the areas remain undisclosed, with traditional owners considering the significance of these artworks, reconnecting with the country and studying the cultural heritage, this discovery could add to Queensland's ancient cultural history. Traditional owners, part of the Southern Cape Fire Program, have said this has given them a stronger role in caring for the country, with being respected and given a chance to ensure these sites have long-term cultural site protection.
In national news, due to the cost of living crisis, shares in fast food industries such as pizza, fried chicken, and donut shares plunge, with shares in Domino's, KFC, and Retail Food Group suffering double-digit falls. Consumer confidence has plummeted in Australia as anxiety over job prospects and employment security reaches levels not seen since the early pandemic, according to the Westpac Melbourne Institute Consumer Sentiment Index. Other immediate responses to the crisis include a fall in the sale of takeaway coffees, a pullback in spending at restaurants and the sales of furniture, bedding, and homewares sliding. This sharp share price fall is counterintuitive, given fast food stocks are traditionally resilient during economic turndowns due to the taking away typical restaurant customers.
In other national news, more than a year after the algal bloom was first seen in South Australia, Premier Peter Malinauskas declared that the government is shifting action towards recovery, since there has been effectively zero Carriana through the state's coastline. But communities across the coastline are still under the effects of the changing marine environment. Recreational diver Jeff Bowie said it used to have thousands of nudibranch, a type of brightly coloured mollusk. However, it's actually a barren desert down there at the moment. Under the government's recovery plan, algal monitoring will be scaled back but still continue. Marine ecology professor Ivan Nagelkirchen at Adelaide University says it's hard to put a number on how many widespread marine deaths are as a result of the bloom. Some species may take decades to recover. At the same time, fishing businesses are expected a downturn. Tackle World owner Alicia Bothillo claims that this last year she expects a decrease in profit as squid fishing has been restricted both commercially and recreationally in the Spencer Gulf and Gulf St. Vincent.
In international news, United States President Donald Trump faces a deadline today to end the Iran war or plead a case to Congress to extend it, which will likely go through with ease. It's doubtful that this upcoming deadline will end the war. Like most U.S. policies, war powers are also partisan, with the Democrat opposition aiming for Congress to reassert the constitutional right to declare war, but Republicans are accusing the Democrats of trying to use war powers to weaken Trump. As of 1973, the president can wage military action for 60 days before ending it, with an option to seek a 30-day extension if granted by Congress. As the Iran conflict started on February 28th, Trump declared it to Congress 48 hours later, and that 60-day deadlock is to end May 1st later today. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer told the Senate, quote, "Republicans know Trump's handling of this war has been a disaster. They see how much the American people are hurting right now." Quote, "How many war powers resolutions do Democrats need to put forward before Senate Republicans do what's right?" Schumer asked.
For your weather today, Brisbane is 25 degrees but feels like 24. It is currently showering and a 63% chance of humidity and 58% cloud cover. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Fortitude Valley's Netherworld presents Lost Souls Karaoke. Sing for your soul.